This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus spreads, President Trump says he hopes life in America will be able to get back to normal soon.
This is uncharted territory, as you know. Does it help to say what the ideas are? I would hope very soon.
At a White House briefing, the president rejecting suggestions that his administration was not prepared for the crisis. And he again criticized China for the way it's handled the early stages of the outbreak there. 40 million Californians are being ordered to stay home. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing that order yesterday, hoping to slow the spread of the virus. People will still be allowed to do essential tasks like going to the store and picking up their medicines. The State Department is advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel, and Americans abroad are being told to arrange for immediate return if possible. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Federal officials releasing new numbers when it comes to the coronavirus in the United States. Here's more from correspondent Robin Walensky.
More than 11,000 people infected here in the U.S. that we know of. More than 150 people have died in our country.
Two Republican senators are being accused of selling off stocks ahead of the economic meltdown triggered by the virus outbreak. North Carolina's Richard Burr, who is Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, reportedly sold off stocks worth as much as $1.7 million after being briefed about the virus threat. And Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia also dumped reportedly about $3 million in stocks. Loeffler's husband is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. Tulsi Gabbard officially out of the Democratic presidential race. In a video message, she threw her support behind Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden, the Hawaii congresswoman, saying she expects he will win the nomination. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Saying the world is at war with a virus, UN officials are warning of a possible global recession. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres also said that global recession could be of record dimensions. The UN chief said people are suffering, sick, and scared. Guterres said the current responses by individual countries will not address the global scale in the complexity of the crisis.
The creativity of the response must match the unique nature of the crisis, and the magnitude of the response must match its scale. Our world faces a common enemy. We are at war with a virus.
He called for solidarity, saying political, religious, and community leaders must convey a very strong message that the fight against the virus must be done together. I'm John Clemens.
Despite the arrival of spring, it could be one of the last days without snow in the Northeast for a while. As forecasters say, cold air moving over the region this weekend could stick around well into Monday, when two storm systems will pump in moisture. That first storm expected to move from the lower Mississippi Valley to the eastern Ohio Valley by Monday, and a second storm is forecast to build along the North Carolina coast and move northeast from late Monday into Tuesday morning. If the storms mix with that cold air, we could see snow from the mountains of northern Virginia and West Virginia all the way up into central New England. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here and back with us. It's been a long time waiting, and it is well worth the wait because we're going to be talking about her new book, Conviction Machine, Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse. Sidney Powell, along with Harvey Silverglate, are presenting this book, and Sidney is with us right now. Sidney, it's been a long time, but it's been well worth the wait.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Yes, it's been too long. Really been busy since we last talked.
Well, I got to tell you, it was, I got to say, if I can say this as a non-attorney, how proud of you I was to hear about how you defended General Flynn. This was something that you and I had talked about in, you know, when we were discussing your first book on almost a regular basis, License to Lie. And to see how you handled the Flynn case, and I know it's not over yet, but, boy, I'll tell you, you really put prosecutors back on their heels.
Well, thank you. Yes, it definitely needed to happen. I knew the truth was in there somewhere, and we still haven't gotten to all of it, but we've certainly turned the tide.
Well, congratulations on that. You know, it's long been said that prosecutors can indict a ham sandwich, which says nothing of their, their deli appeal. It says a lot about the power that they have in their hands, does it not?
Yes, absolutely. Unbridled power to destroy someone simply with an indictment like they did to Arthur Anderson. Simply indicting the company destroyed the company and 85,000 jobs worldwide with it.
Well, License to Lie, and we talked, even, you know, I think right before you picked up the Flynn case, and you were very busy there. We knew that there was a follow-up to come, and here the Conviction Machine comes our way. How did this come about for you to work with Harvey Silverglate?
I had read Harvey's book, Three Felonies a Day, and he had read License to Lie. He had been working on the first draft of Conviction Machine and gotten a couple of chapters done, but decided that it would be beneficial for both of us if I joined the effort. So he called me up, and I was honored to be asked to participate in it. We worked together very well and cranked it out.
Well, this is really genius, you know, because when you have two, you know, attorneys such as yourselves with the experience, boy, it's like a match made in heaven, I think, for, you know, us common folk who are trying to understand what is happening in our legal system and how it's turned, you know, the world of so many people upside down.
yes, it's really awful how what the damage a wrongful conviction does and a prosecution does if it's not handled very well and very carefully. And we have so many prosecutors now that are more interested in exercising their power than they are in seeking justice.
Mm-hmm.
That's really got to be corrected immediately, if not sooner.
Well, Sydney, especially when they have the people's treasure, you know, to pivot off of. I mean,
right.
They bankrupt people overnight. I mean, what they have done to General Flynn, and, you know, just go down the list, Roger Stone, Manafort, it's just a disaster. And you think, gosh, if they can do that to somebody like General Flynn, you know, what can they do to everyday people?
Exactly. They can do whatever they want to anyone. The fact that they've done what they did to the president and to General Flynn proves that. And a special prosecutor is even worse because they are almost revered by huge numbers of the public without understanding that they're untethered from any sort of supervision and just do what they want to do without regard to the law or the facts.
It's an unbridled license to fish, is it not?
It's licensed to spearfish.
Yes. Yeah, because...
And shoot fish in a barrel.
Right, especially because when they've got you backed in a corner, what can you say? I mean, I don't know. You know better than all of us what General Flynn had to endure. But you get the sense that he was backed into such a corner that he ended up... it seems that he agreed to a lie that he didn't necessarily commit.
That's very true. Well, they led him to believe that the agents themselves thought he was lying, and that wasn't true at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he agreed to accept responsibility for what they said he had done,
mm-hmm.
Trusting the people he had worked with and the government at the time to be right by him, even though he didn't think he had lied at all, and he had not. And they literally made up a lot of the charges and manufactured the 302 report on which the charges were based. A lot of that was not reflected in their notes at all. The Farafault statements were totally bogus on the Foreign Agent Registration Act form, and the Flynn Intel Group had gotten what's called a Lobbying Disclosure Act form filed, which is an exception for the FARA registration requirement. And they had tried to do everything absolutely right, and he was literally targeted,
yes,
and persecuted, and he has been relentlessly persecuted
and
for
railroad,
3 years
and,
now. Yeah.
Yeah. And railroaded, yeah. I would think you would say. This sounds so similar to Jerome Corsi's case that you may be familiar. And Jerome has spoken to me on many occasions about how he was backed in the corner, and it came down to a situation similar to Flynn's where they were insisting that he sign something and agree to a lie that he didn't make. And his wife told him, said, Jerry, I'd much rather visit you in prison and knowing that I'm married to the man that I always thought that you were, than for you to lie and be the man that I never thought you could ever become.
Right. Yes. Well, unfortunately, they added to General Flynn's stress with the promise to indict his son and him the very next day. And his son had a four-month-old baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so what are you going to do? I mean, they definitely, as you said, they railroaded him, they backed him in a corner, and Sydney, in any way, I mean, again, you're the experienced prosecutor and attorney, you know about this, but, you know, from our purview, it looks like a form of some type of entrapment that the government put General Flynn in.
It's worse than that. It's a complete setup and frame. Entrapment is providing somebody an opportunity to commit a crime they would have committed anyway. Well, he didn't commit one.
Right.
You know, after I got in the case, we learned that the agents believed him and reported to multiple different people in three separate briefings after they interviewed him that he was telling the truth. And there's more information about that out now in an article by John Solomon and another one by Sarah Carter.
Mm-hmm. So when you went into this, you had some certain instinct because the players are similar you know, if not the same players that you've investigated and that you cited in License to Lie. So you kind of, you know, understand that if you want to know what some people will do, look at what they've done.
Exactly, and they have followed the same playbook. These are people that are perfectly willing to make up crimes and make up, quote, facts, end quote, to fit the prosecution they want to create, and that's exactly what they did to General Flynn. It's absolutely hideous.
Well, we're talking with Sidney Powell, the noted former federal prosecutor, and we're talking about her new book, Conviction Machine, and we've got more from her after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're honored, really honored, and I mean that in every sense of the way, to be talking with Sidney Powell. We're talking about her new book that she and Harvey Silverglate have written and you know, are bringing to us once again, just as she did with License to Lie this time around. It's The Conviction Machine, standing up to federal prosecutorial abuse. When you say conviction machine, it is, right? I mean, this is a systematic machination that has been running wild for a long time.
And crushing people. Mm-hmm. It simply crushes people. Judge Jed Rakoff wrote an article several years ago called Why the Innocent Plead Guilty. And he's absolutely right. It's so overwhelming and so crushing and so threatening that I would venture to guess 5 to 10% of our prison population is completely innocent.
Wow. That breaks your heart, that there's people behind bars because of these overzealous prosecutors. Sidney, is there any light at the end of the tunnel on this?
Well, hopefully the Flynn case and everything that's going on now will help the American public see the many things that are wrong and lead to true criminal justice reform, which means putting some parameters on prosecutors, for starters, mm-hmm. including taking away the absolute immunity they enjoy from any sort of repercussions for their intentional misconduct. I mean, we certainly understand that people occasionally will miss something in a file or just it doesn't get produced accidentally, but we're talking about intentional cover-ups of exculpatory evidence or fabricating charges against people, which is obstruction of justice in itself, and it needs to be prosecuted as such.
I mean, well, the system is a setup, because if prosecutors are allowed with impunity to pursue the cases in the manner in which it is, I guess maybe we can be thankful it's only maybe 5 to 10% of people in jail, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I'm just looking at it.
The danger is enormous.
Yes.
The danger is immeasurable.
Well, and for, you know, the average citizen, you know, what can we do? Because you say it's up to we the people. I mean, it's always up to we the people, you know, to take a stand. But what is it that we need to do proactively to really put the pressure on this to where, you know, this is really, you know, brought to a head? And I know it's taking some time, because I remember the first time that you and I talked about License to Lie. I was shocked in much the same way when I had several conversations before with Peter Schweitzer. And I'm going, the Clinton Foundation, we were selling uranium, 20% of our uranium to the Russians, of all people, that Barack Obama said, you know, that's all part of the 80s foreign policy. Policy, it's irrelevant anymore. But then the Russians came back. They were revived, as you know, for what we went through with this Russian collusion deal. But you know, this has been endless. You know, the way they've approached this, and you know, the average citizen has got to take a stand and say enough is enough. Do we not?
Yes, we do. I mean, the first thing we're going to have to make sure happens is that Donald Trump is reelected president this year. Mm-hmm. That's an absolute must, and we've got to give him the support in the House of Representatives and the Senate that he needs. We need a lot more conservative senators and congressmen. That's imperative, and hopefully then they understand what's been going on, mm-hmm. and they have all, or a lot of them, have now received a copy of Conviction Machine, mm-hmm. and there are things in their statutes they could pass, like they could resurrect the Fairness and Disclosure of Evidence Act, for starters, and I know some are interested in doing that, to make it make penalties attached to prosecutors' intentional misconduct and failure to produce evidence that's favorable to the defense. That's mm-hmm. an absolute must. And I think there would be interest in taking away the absolute immunity they enjoy, too. I mean, think about it. Police officers who have to make split-second, life-altering decisions,
exactly,
with adrenaline pumping like crazy,
right,
only enjoy qualified immunity. But prosecutors mm-hmm. who sit, study, deliberate, and calculate what they're going to do have absolute immunity. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And what you pointed out, Sydney, in both your books, is this is purposeful. This isn't accidental.
Yes.
I mean, there is a pattern here. They've gotten away with it, and because they enjoy this absolute immunity, why should they change their behavior?
Exactly. There's simply no repercussions for their deliberate, intentional, essentially subornation of perjury, obstruction of justice, making up crimes, ruining people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely outrageous.
Well, this machine that you talk about, that you and Harvey address in your book, it's not only these prosecutors, but we've got judges that, you know, you wonder, what are they thinking? I mean, some of this stuff is pretty obvious, is it not?
Well, yes. I mean, look at what the FISA court, four separate FISA court judges just rubber stamped FISA warrant that didn't say a blooming thing.
Yes.
I mean, I have read those, I read the unredacted FISA application on Carter Page,
mm-hmm.
To the extent it was not redacted. And it was smoke and mirrors. There wasn't a single firsthand allegation of wrongdoing against anyone. And that should never suffice for a warrant. I mean, as a prosecutor, I wouldn't even take that to a judge,
mm-hmm.
much less to get the most intrusive of all possible warrants. And why the FISA court judges are getting a pass on this in any way, I don't know.
And why are they giving the FBI a pass on this, too? I mean, this seems like a cabal, doesn't it? I mean, it just smells.
Oh, yes. And after I got into the Flynn case, I found they even met and strategized about how to interview him in the White House to keep him unguarded and relaxed so that he didn't even know he was the subject of the interview. Not only did they not warn him of his rights or anything and suggest he didn't need counsel,
mm-hmm.
they treated him in such a way he did not even know he was the subject of the interview.
Wow. Didn't he ask him?
Friends stopping by to talk,
exactly.
who happen to be FBI agents, and the next thing you know, you're being charged for something you said to them on their representation that you even said it. Because one of the things we have is there are things in there that he did not say, and there are things that he did say that were truthful that are not in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use those things to make up charges.
Well, wasn't it Comey that kind of, you know, was bragging about that he took advantage that of the new administration coming in because he knew he could get in? Was it Comey directly or somebody else?
Yeah. No, it was Comey on national TV to an audience that just laughed and thought that was so clever and so funny, how he essentially ambushed the White House and General Flynn by just sending a couple of agents over. He wouldn't have done that in the Obama administration or the Bush administration, but hey, this administration, never mind, send them over there. Through all protocols.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is without a doubt their total disrespect to the office of the presidency, all that the Constitution stands for, that they themselves would make them, you know, they would put themselves as the judge and jury of one Donald Trump and really believe that their actions were, you know, were necessary.
Yeah, it's stunning, to say the least.
Well,
the elitism and the arrogance and hubris is beyond measure.
Well, Sydney, in Conviction Machine, you offer solutions. We've touched on a few. We've got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it. And again, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. One of the things we want to do is encourage people to serve on juries and to be cognizant of all this information as they do that, because the same problems occur in the state prosecution system just as much as they do in the federal. We've got to remember and re-educate people on the presumption of innocence and the burden of proof being on the government to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Those concepts are lost. People assume that once somebody's indicted, they're guilty, and that's simply not true. They're innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and the whole burden is on the government.
Well, Sydney Powell, thank you for being with us. Conviction Machine, standing up to federal prosecutorial abuse. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sydney.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus spreads, President Trump says he hopes life in America will be able to get back to normal soon.
This is uncharted territory, as you know. We think we have ideas. It doesn't help to say what the ideas are. I would hope very soon.
At a White House briefing, the president rejecting suggestions that his administration was not prepared for the crisis. And he again criticized China for the way it's handled the early stages of the outbreak there. 40 million Californians are being ordered to stay home. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing that order yesterday, hoping to slow the spread of the virus. People will still be allowed to do essential tasks like going to the store and picking up their medicines. The State Department is advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel, and Americans abroad are being told to arrange for immediate return, if possible. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the professor in the house, the one and only Alan Dershowitz, New York Times bestselling author. His latest book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag Me Too. Alan Dershowitz, welcome as always, and congratulations on the book. You call him as you see him.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody out there is safe and staying away from other people, and
right.
Let's try to beat this virus.
Well, we've got some encouraging news. I'd heard about it earlier in the week with these drugs that happen to be on our shelves right now that treat rheumatoid arthritis. And I'd gotten some information from a friend from overseas and said that there was this doctor in France that had been working with this medicine and that he did a trial of 60 patients and got 100% on the coronavirus.
So let's hope that's true, but let's not elevate hope over reality. We have to
exactly.
Make sure we follow the science, and there will be a lot of claims during this crisis. Hopefully some of them will be true, but some of them will be untrue. I wrote a piece yesterday for Newsmax in which I talked about how important it is for the information that comes out to be credible. We now know that some of the information that came out about masks wasn't particularly credible. Some of the information about whether or not the virus is airborne or not wasn't particularly credible. So we have to be very careful about making sure that We rely on credible, fact-based information. This is not a time for speculation, although
exactly.
You know, speculation sometimes can lead to great innovation. So
let's be
cautious but optimistic.
Well, I agree, and I think that what the president did in appointing the vice president to be in charge of this task force to take this on, this pandemic, and, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx have been voices of reason and science to bring some calm, you know, to the crisis.
Well, Dr. Fauci, of course, has had a reputation for literally decades on this issue, and I really trust and rely on what he has to say, and I think the most important thing is to depoliticize it mm-hmm. and to make sure that we are science-driven and fact-driven and that we don't waste time trying to demonize each other.
Exactly.
I see it happening in this country, in Israel, where Netanyahu took on the issue very directly and very quickly. He's being blamed for doing too much. And President Trump is being blamed for doing too little. You know, if you don't like somebody, you can easily find fault in anything they do during a crisis. This is a time for everybody to be united and to focus on the science of this and to take whatever steps we can take to minimize contagion.
Well, I will say this, Professor. I was concerned because, if you remember, going into 9/11, the country wasn't quite so partisan. I mean,
That's right.
Wasn't to say that it was 100% clean. It wasn't, but it wasn't certainly compared to what it is today. And I was wondering if America was going to be able to come together. But I got to tell you, the stories I'm hearing across the country, except for, you know, some rogue millennials that think that they deserve to be on spring break, But then, interestingly enough, what Dr. Birx reported today is that the millennials, who up to now thought they were bulletproof because it was going to be their grandparents or parents that were going to be vulnerable to this coronavirus, you've actually got more millennials right now in hospitals with coronavirus than you do people over 60 years of age.
Yeah, no, I was very worried about that because, you know, I have two grandchildren. They're both in medical school, so I'm not worried about them partying. But they're in an age range where I think many people thought they would be not vulnerable to this. And now, of course, it turns out that no matter how old you are, you're vulnerable, and everybody ought to take adequate precautions and be skeptical about the data you hear, because so much of it has been proved to be not necessarily wrong, but either overstated or understated. So be careful.
You know, we're still in a political environment, campaign season being what it is. And, of course, the Chinese are, out there on a disinformation campaign, clearly. I mean, to the point that they're saying that they're on the other side of this, and you don't know to believe them.
Well, you just don't know whether to believe them or the Iranians. Look at what's happening in Italy, a country that you can believe and trust, and they're going through an absolute disaster. This is the greatest crisis faced by America, I think, since the Civil War. Mm-hmm. I think it's greater than the Second World War. The Second World War, we were never really at risk. Yeah, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, but there was never a realistic possibility that the Japanese or the Germans would come to America and do what they did to Europe.
Yes.
Here, every person is at risk, and it's a time for very important coming together and leadership and depoliticizing and trying to fight this thing with every resource we have. I think we need a Manhattan Project
in
which
I agree.
We bring together all the greatest scientists in the country to start with and perhaps in the world. Just like they invented an atomic bomb, they can come up with a virus, a vaccine, or some kind of amelioration for this, but they have to be given the resources and the credibility to do it.
And also the elimination of regulations. I think some of the moves the president's made in terms of allowing doctors to treat over state lines, getting some of these regulations out of the way so where we could
I'm working now on trying to extend the visas of doctors who are in the United States from other countries and want to stay here and help us. But their visas have expired. They have to go back to Canada or other places. And I'm trying to get the visas extended for people who can help perform invaluable medical resources. I think we also have to turn factories into ventilator manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, Ford didn't produce any cars between 42 and 45 to speak of. They were producing airplanes.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure that we have all the right priorities. It's not going to be easy to do, but we have to all be in this thing together.
Well, as you say, like World War II, the country coming together with their assets to bear against the challenge. You've got, what was it, Carnival Cruises saying, look, we got boats, we got beds. I mean, if you need them, we can put the boats in areas
absolutely
that can conserve.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then there's also, I think it was General Motors that was going to be offline for a couple of weeks due to the virus. But they said, hey, look, we can keep our people to work if we have them working, you know, to your point, working on developing ventilators.
Look, I completely agree. I know some of the people who run Carnival Cruises. They're very charitable people. And I think profit has to be put secondary. They have to be incentives. But today, the profits have to be made secondary. And we have to turn a lot of institutions into hospitals. Students are now no longer in universities. We can use dorm rooms for hospitals. We can use armories. We can use stadiums, anything we need to house people and give them beds. And, you know, the real problem is going to be intensive care and
right
ventilators, because you can't just create those on the spot. But where there's a will, you know, we're a great country. We're an innovative country. And we're a country, because we're market-driven, has developed some of the most innovative pharmacological responses, and we have to continue to do so. I have a friend who's now working on the virus. He helped stop the spread of Ebola, and now he's working on this, and he's made it clear he's not doing it for profit. He's doing
right
it because it's the right thing to do, and we all have to do that.
Well,
I'm doing a lot of pro bono work now on behalf of elderly prisoners who are at great risk and should be sent home to finish their service of their sentences at home if they're not violent, and so as not to spread the virus in prisons and other institutions of total confinement.
It is interesting that even consideration for something like this, Professor, that this is all being considered, because these are all, this is part and parcel of all the dominoes on the table that could potentially
sure
be knocked over, right?
Yeah. But we don't know what we don't know. That's the problem. We don't know how bad this could become, and we have to always assume the worst-case scenario. We can't be Pollyannas. Oh, on the other hand, we can't be spreading false rumors of disaster. We have to be realists who always look to the possibility of a worst-case scenario and make sure we're prepared for it.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Professor Alan Dershowitz after this.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Professor Alan Dershowitz continues with us, author of the book Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag Me Too Movement. Professor, this has really gotten traction. I mean, what you wrote in this book is causing people to take an important pause and to consider what we have done to our culture by allowing, you know, the hashtag Me Too Movement to run a bit of muck.
Right, and it can affect not only men who are falsely accused. There's a very interesting story in the Times online today about a woman who was up for a job teaching at the University of Michigan, and suddenly the school got all kinds of emails from women claiming they were harassed by this gay professor. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that the emails were all fake, sent by a man who was competing with her for the job.
Oh.
And, you know, for a year, practically, she was held back and couldn't get the job, and all kinds of problems ensued, and she was being investigated under Title This and Title That, and in the end, she was lucky to be able, by tracing emails and doing all kinds of forensic investigation, to prove that there was no such person as the woman that was allegedly accusing her, but the university conducted an investigation based on an anonymous complaint by a non-existent person.
Wow.
And they presumed you're guilty because that's what has happened today. Look, I support the good parts of the Me Too movement,
mm-hmm.
women who have been abused or victimized. But in my case, the woman, I never met her.
Jeez.
She made up the whole story out of whole cloth. We discovered emails in which she admits she never met me. She claims she saw me once but never met me. We have our own narrative statement written in which she admits she never met me. Her own lawyer on tape said she's wrong, simply wrong. She never met me. And yet people still believe these stories. And so I decided, since I have nothing to hide, I have not, since the day this woman came on the scene, I have touched in a sexual way one woman in my life, my wife. I've done nothing wrong. 50 years at Harvard, never accused of doing anything. So because I have nothing to hide, I wrote the book,
right.
And I hope people will read it and come to their own conclusions and be able to assess the pros and cons of the Me Too movement in a relevant way. You can now get it online, by the way, at Kindle for $1.98. So if you don't want to spend the $15 or so to get it in hardcover, $1.98. It's a very quick read. Please, I hope people who are confined will read it and let me have their reactions to it.
Well, I got to tell you, my takeaway, Professor, from it was the way you had confidently sat in the truth. In fact, I've used that example. I said, you sat in the truth. When you know the truth, you can stay seated in it. You don't need to jump up and down and get excited and change stories. You just are confident no matter what. I saw this as your example. I saw it with the president. I've seen it with other people. And that's my encouragement to people, is that this is the power of the truth. The truth cannot be dissuaded. But you got to know that you know.
Yeah, no, I've told my lawyers I have nothing to hide. Let them disclose anything they want. The more that's disclosed, the more it'll be seen that this is a woman who made up a story about me for money. We now discover she's made up stories about dozens of other people for money, too. She has a long history. And yet, Netflix is doing a story on her in which they're asserting her credibility, the BBC in England, because she also accused Prince Andrew is vouching for her credibility, and nobody is putting forward the evidence, the hard evidence of her long history of lying about prominent people. Look, she made up stories not only about me, but about Ehud Barak, about George Mitchell, about Bill Richardson, about Leslie Wexner, just a whole bunch of people. She went through a Rolodex and found the names of prominent people and just made up stories about them. So I hope she'll be investigated. And I hope that appropriate punishment will be accorded to her, because she has committed perjury over and over and over again.
Well, if not, people do that which they get rewarded for. I mean, that's human nature. And right now,
she's made millions of dollars already on these false accusations.
Amazing.
And more is coming. Yeah.
How much have the attorneys made with her?
A lot. The attorneys are really behind this, and it's really their fault. I think they should be investigated for subornation of perjury to see whether they encouraged her to make up stories. In my case, she had never accused me until she met her lawyers. And as soon as she met her lawyers, she remembered that, 15 years earlier, she had met with me on 7 different occasions, all of which I can prove by my records.
Right.
Couldn't have happened. But the lawyers were behind this, and they have to be looked into as well.
Well, that's like this. What happened with Kavanaugh during the hearings, Professor?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was drugged by accusation, drugged through the dirt and the muck and mire. And you know, fortunately, I mean, here's a Boy Scout, an Eagle Scout, who kept incredible calendars of appointments and stuff like that.
I did the same thing.
What do you have? But meanwhile, she gets away with it. She gets away with it, and her attorney as well, that later on admits they caught her on video, and you go, okay, when is there going to be justice, I think her name was Deborah Kerr, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then there's the other attorney as well, Michael Avenatti.
Yes.
Came forward with another woman who apparently never met Kavanaugh, and apparently the whole story was made up, and of course now Avenatti's in prison where he belongs for having contributed to making up false stories about a distinguished justice of the United States Supreme Court. Where does it stop?
Exactly. Well, I know for you another issue has been, and several people who knew I was going to talk to you today said, ask him what's happening with the CNN lawsuit. Is that going to come down or not?
I'm not sure. I'm very ambivalent about it. On the one hand, what they did is they simply doctored a tape. It's as if I had said, this is what I don't believe. Now, be clear. I don't believe this. I don't believe a president can do anything to get reelected. I simply don't believe that. And they took out the I don't believes and just had me on television saying a president can do anything to get reelected.
Right.
That's what they did. They tampered with the tape. They doctored the tape. They edited it. And I should sue them. But, I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I worry about the implications for freedom of speech. So I'm thinking seriously about it. I'm thrilled that Linda Feinstein, who was maligned by Netflix in that movie about the Central Park rape, is suing. I think people have to be held to account.
Exactly. Well, CNN may be a little light in their pocket anyway, because they had to pay that young man, $250 million. So
I hope so. She deserved every penny of it. Look, CNN has been utterly irresponsible in its reporting, and of course they banned me from being on the station once I criticized them. You can't criticize CNN and be on CNN. because they don't want their viewers to hear all sides of the story.
Right. Well, we know what they have done time and again, whether or not it was with you or, you know, with my friend Steve Cortez, who was, you know, he was a punching bag on CNN for conservatism every night. I kept saying, Steve, how are you handling this? And he said, well, I just feel that that's my job right now, and until it wasn't his job anymore. And now he's hosting his own radio show out of Chicago.
Good. Wish him luck. Good.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you also commented on that all civil libertarians, this is what you tweeted, who care about nonpartisan justice should support a new trial for Roger Stone. Tell us about
Absolutely.
That. We've got
Absolutely.
About 3 minutes left. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Roger Stone has been a victim of selective prosecution and prosecutorial overreaching. And now a juror who, it turned out, should never have been allowed to serve on that jury. So I hope he'll get a new trial. I don't know him. I have no brief for him personally. We come from different sides of the political spectrum. But I believe in justice, whether it's for my friends or my enemies. And I think that he needs to have a trial where you have 12 jurors, none of whom have a predisposition toward convicting. And this juror not only had a predisposition toward convicting, but a predisposition toward loving the prosecutors and thinking that, you know, they've done a great job, and how could they ever have falsely accused somebody? So I think there's no possibility he could have gotten a fair trial, and I think any responsible judge should throw out the conviction and allow him to be retried, perhaps in a different district, but certainly in front of different jurors.
Well, it goes back to what I think Martin Luther King said, you know, if it's not justice for all, it's not justice at all. And,
right.
You know, to your point, and that's what fairness is all about, and that's what Americans want to see out of our justice system. You mentioned the judge. I mean, the judge basically covered her six, and I don't understand how the judge could be a participant in this this biased perspective.
Well, I hope if there is a new trial, it will be before a different judge, perhaps in a different district, and certainly different jurors. And then you should have a fair trial and let the chips fall where they may. Nobody's entitled to extra special consideration just because they're a friend of the president, but they should not be discriminated against in sentencing or in jury selection just because they're a friend of the president. So I think it has to be equal justice for all, and we're not seeing that. And, you know, I wish you were right that all Americans want equal justice for all. I think so many people want equal justice for me, but not for thee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're perfectly happy to see unequal justice accorded to their political enemies. I see that among many of my liberal friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want equal justice for selective people, but they don't want it for the president of the United States or for people who are close to him. I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Hillary mm-hmm. Clinton. But I thought that the impeachment of the president on grounds of abuse of power was a violation of the Constitution. And I'm going to stand up and say that, no matter how many friends it loses me. And believe me, it's lost me a lot of friends.
I bet. Well, Professor, I understand where you're coming from in terms of the perspective, because I run into that as well. It's just my optimistic mindset. My father used to say that I was the most optimistic of all his sons. And that's my vision for people, is that hopefully they don't have to fall off the roof to realize that, you know, that gravity still exists. Well, make sure you get your hands on his book. It's available at our website, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California.